وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And we are looking at the letter that he wrote to his commander, Malik al-Ashtar, and how he enforced the concept of human justice and human rights. Amongst the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Malik, and pay attention with me here, he said, let your mind respect through your actions the rights of God and the rights of man. Now, clearly, the Imam is highlighting the point that Allah has a right, and so do man, and both need to be preserved, but through what? Through actions. Meaning that I need to give Allah and man their rights. And he says to him, likewise, persuade your companions and relatives to do the same. Now, this notion of giving God his right and giving people their right is not solely on the shoulders of the governor or the people in power. Rather, it is the duty of every human being. That's something that me and you need to work on. I need to apply it, you need to apply it, and we need to persuade other people to do the same thing, to be just and fair to one another. And then the Imam says to him, for otherwise, if you do not do so, you will be doing injustice to yourself and to humanity. And we said the core principle of human rights is justice. Without justice, everything falls. Now, if me as a person don't give you your basic human rights, then first of all, I'm oppressing myself because I'm condemning myself to hellfire and to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second, I'm being oppressive to humanity where I should have been just to them. Then the Imam says to Malik, thus both man and Allah will become your enemies, which is natural. Me and you right now, when the governments and the powers we are under, when they are not giving us our rights, what do we have for them? Love? Rather, we have hate for them. Are they our friends? No, they are our enemies. So why should the governments or people in power create enemies from within by their own actions? They will suffer the wrath, and they will suffer the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, and being unjust and being unfair to people is not a human trait. We should have justice, compassion, and mercy towards one another. Obviously, by having these things, we can at least maintain and give people their rights, because we want to have a safe, prosperous, happy society for myself, for my family, for my relatives, and for everybody. This is what it should be. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Oh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at the letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam to his commander Malik al-Ashtar, where he tries to summarize the human rights. So he says to him, if you don't give people their right, if you oppress people, then you have created enemies, one of which is Allah, and the second is man himself, people themselves. And he said to him, he will be regarded as one at war with Allah until he repents. Anyone that takes the rights of others is in fact at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a verse in the Quran, and I think it's the only verse, where Allah says, I will rage war, me and my messenger, we will rage war on those who indulge themselves in the act of interest, those who use interest or riba, as we call it in Islam, as a means of making money. All the systems, or at least let's say most of the powers and most of the systems in the world, or the bank system, is in fact based on interest, based on taking extra from people. The interest rate in some countries, it's ridiculous. Where they give you 1,000, they take 20,000. Now, that is basically what you call trying to suffocate and kill people. If you look at the so-called civilized world and you look at the banking system, the interest is so high, people are having a hard time paying mortgage and surviving. And people live on loans, and people live on debts. Now, the Imam says to Malik, you be sure that everyone who oppresses people, they have waged war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not be sending thunder to smite them on the head, but surely punishment, and severe punishment, is waiting for them. So we have to be very careful that when we deal with one another, we give one another our rights. And like I said, specifically when it comes to the matter of interest, that if I need to give a loan to a person, I shouldn't be asking him for interest or for anything in return. Then he says to Malik, nothing deprives man of divine blessings nor excites divine wrath against him more easily than oppression. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be extremely angry with you and upset with you and bring his wrath upon you, all you have to do is oppress another fellow human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that oppression and taking the rights of people is not something looked at lightly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not, you know, favor, nor does he smile, nor does he love those who oppress other people. So sometimes we say to those people who are in power, those who are running the system, where would you go from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the voice of the oppressed, Allah always listened to it. He says to him, hence it is God who listens to the voice of the oppressed and overpowered by the oppressor. Allah listens to those people. When my rights are taken and I can raise my voice and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah put that in the note. That's noted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish those who are responsible. Therefore, we have to be very careful to give each other our rights, and we don't transgress, nor should we oppress anyone else. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله